Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jemiah. I'm the supervisor on the floor. How may I assist you today?
All right. I'm going to try not to be too nasty and really, because I'm really upset. And I am not aware that I've authorized these outrageous fees on my visa purchase. And I want this money refunded. It is unbelievable that I got hooked into this, but I purchased for shipping, and I looked as carefully as I could, because I know how these businesses do this, and you're charging me $94.90 for this little bottle and $85 for this bottle, and I don't want them, and I can't afford this, and it's outrageous. What can I tell you? I'm sure you get these calls all the time from jerks like me who get pulled into this. But it's just horrible, horrible business that these companies do. I'm sorry you have to work for them. So what can we do here to make me not follow some legal channels to deal with this?
Okay, so I don't see that the account has been canceled. Have you spoken with the representative about anything before the transfer or no?
Yes, of course I have.
Okay. So let me do that first. Okay, so yeah, I'm sure the representative has explained the reason that you were charged, the end of trial charges, the terms and conditions, all of that, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So regarding the charges, of course, they are seen as valid charges due to you failing to cancel that trial period within those 14 days. let me see.
So look, between you and me, how visible is that agreement?
Let me see. Well, it's very visible on the website. I know for sure you have to agree to the terms and conditions by checking the box that explains all of that information. If you purchased it through a promotional deal where you seen like a survey or something like that, it should have guided you to the website to see the terms and conditions. But sometimes it is on the bottom of those as well. But I don't really know exactly how they look on the surveys or whatever would be on the social media sites.
Exactly.
Regarding the charges, I will, as a courtesy, offer you a 35% refund on that charge.
You know, that's a courtesy, but it doesn't make me happy. You know, it's not a happy human being out here. You know, I feel duped, and we just need to do better. It's just wrong. The whole thing is wrong. I didn't go to your website. I was not taken to your website. I don't know what your website is. And I think we need to do better.
Okay. I do apologize if that information went unnoticed to you.
It's not about unnoticed. It's about hidden.
Okay. I don't really think that the information is hidden necessarily. I do know that they do provide it on every page that they promote the products on. So it really would just have to do with placement.
I was not on your website. It was on social media. That was my mistake. You know what I'm saying, right?
Yes, ma'am.
What is this company's name, anyhow? This Macro Supreme Keto, is that who I'm talking to?
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And then why on my bank there's a whole other name, you know, that it's under?
Is it Flourish New Redux Performance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
right.
That just has to do with other products that the company services. They do sometimes charge under different accounts, but we are able to see both what account they charge you under as well as what product you purchased.
All right, so how can we fix this? Because I can't afford this amount of money, first of all. I'm really, really angry, and I just hate how this business, you know, this kind of business, because I know I'm not the only one who gets caught in it, and it's just awful. This one says, yeah, Flourish. And then they're telling me these two little bottles of this, whatever this keto formula is, that, you know, probably cost 50 cents to make. It's $94.90, and this coffee thing, $85.90. It's just disgusting. I mean, think if your mother got caught in this. Wouldn't you feel, I don't have to go there. So what can we do? That's the idea. What else can we do here?
I'll raise the refund to 50%, but I can't do a full refund on these charges.
All right, if we can't do a full refund, you know, I need to do something else about it. And report you to the Business Bureau. Get my bank involved, which they probably anyhow. Is this the best you can do, really, seriously?
Yes, ma'am, it is. I do have a cancellation number for you to notate if you would like to notate that now.
Yes, please.
It is going to be C, as in Charlie, 89-98-81, S as in Frank, 94, C as in Charlie.
Really, I'm so sorry you have to work for this company. There has to be some way you can give me a full refund.
Honestly, ma'am, no. There isn't. I'll raise it to 75%, but that's probably the highest I can go with a partial, and I can't do a full at all.
All right, 75% refund. We'll go there, and I'll go from there.
Okay, so it will be a 75% refund on both.
Okay.
You'll see it back in your account within 3 to 5 business days. The cancellation number that was just issued to you does confirm that you did call in today and cancel. So you should not receive any further charges or any further products from the company.
That's horrible. I'm really, really sorry that you have to work for these people. It's so fucked up. Excuse my language.
It's fine, ma'am. I do understand.
Yeah, I know you do. Oh, okay. All right. Moving on. The world has bigger problems. Okay. All right. Take care.
All right. Same to you. Thank you for calling customer support.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.